Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
The cattle markets closed extremely strong today. We were up 450 in the August and September feeder cattle. Now that is limit up. August is 141.70. And then live cattle were up the limit as well in August, October, and December, up $3 in August at 112.95. Now Friday we had two different reports. The on-feed report had an on-feed number of 101% of the previous year, or 10.4 million head. If you look at the time of year, typically that on-feed number will get low down into August and September, so the next 2 months will be the lowest time of the year. But compared to last year, we are just a little bit higher at 10.4 million head. Placements were 103% of the last year, still running ahead of year-ago levels. In the month of June, we were just slightly higher. Now, typically, placements in the month of June are the lowest of the year, and they will get higher through the month of October. But they were 1.53 million head, and then marketed number was a huge number, 109% of the previous year at 1.91 million head, significantly above the last year at this time. But June is typically the highest marketed number there. The other half was cold storage beef, 451.3 million. Last year it was 474.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets did manage to find some strength in the wheat futures, but corn was steady, and then beans continued their long hedge fund liquidation trend. Corn closed the day unchanged in December at 341 and three quarters. Beans were down anywhere from 20 to 22 cents, with November down 22 at 966 and a quarter. And then the wheat futures, Chicago wheat up 2 to 5, Kansas City up 2 to 3. The overall consensus here for the corn and beans is that the weather market doesn't show any fear of negative weather into the future. Forecasts look pretty mild at this point, and also the 7-day forecast shows rain for the corn and wheat areas of the Midwest. So there is no real threat there. There is some problems in Europe. France, Germany, and Poland are all having problems with their wheat, and that's providing some short covering here for the wheat futures, causing them to be 2 to 3 higher. Exports this morning were neutral for corn and wheat, but bullish for beans. There were 700,000 metric tons for beans. And then this afternoon, we got a crop progress and condition report. Conditions are expected to remain good and unchanged from last week, with corn 76% good to excellent and beans 71% good to excellent.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.